the key point with tree health is it's here to stay. I think globalization, and in addition to that, climate change creates uncertainties in many ways for forestry and trees. But that isn't new. I think that's a key point. We've dealt with uncertainty since forests began, really. And that's part and parcel of the life that we are now leading. However, I think the primary need is to raise awareness. That's a key need. Until you're aware of something, it's very difficult to understand what we need to do about it. So we need to improve our systems of detection. We need to find new pests and diseases before they become a major issue. But also, I think we're the realisation that there's a lot of very good science out there that we can harness from whether it's from agriculture or even from animal and human health. There's a lot of science that we can now bring to bear on the issues. And also, we're not powerless. There's a lot of management activity that can help us live with pests and diseases. And I think that's another important concept, that it's unrealistic to expect any natural system to exist without an interaction with pests, pathogens, bacteria, viruses. And it's how we cope with that and how we set up forests for the future that are resilient, and that we give our future generations the options and the opportunities to change to meet their needs. And frankly, to live with many of these pests and diseases, it's going to be unrealistic to expect us not to be, not to see new ones coming into the country. Globalisation's here to stay. And just to keep a sense of perspective on the whole thing, that because we tend to focus on pests and pathogens at the moment, it's easy to forget that for most people in the countryside, what they see is very healthy trees, forests and woodlands. And that's still very much the reality. And that is our objective, to keep them learn to live with, manage, but keep things in perspective and regard it as a fact of life in a healthy, functioning forest ecosystem. A resilient landscape, a resilient forest, isn't one that is resistant to pests and diseases. It's one that if something like that comes its way, it will continue to function, continue to supply its ecosystem services, and in effect will be able to bounce back either quickly or in time to continue to provide those services. So we shouldn't get carried away with the idea that there's any magic bullet out there that's going to mean that either our wider environment or our forests and trees are in some ways suddenly going to be resistant. That isn't the case. Diversity is obviously one of the keys, but we also need to bear in mind when we're talking about diversity as one of the resilience measures, is we also have to cope with the here and now, and that includes the economic state of a particular country, both now and in the future. So resilience really needs to embrace all of those factors: the ability to bounce back, continuing to provide the services, whether that's financial, social or environmental, into the future, and the future will be uncertain. There is no doubt about that.